Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Today is Monday, April 1st. We're talking about the major storm system that's expected to bring the risk of damaging thunderstorms, large hail, and strong tornadoes to millions of Americans. Also, what was behind the biggest protest in Israel since the start of the war in Gaza? Plus, what to know about next week's highly anticipated solar eclipse, a data breach that might have impacted millions of AT&T customers, and a look at how April Fool's Day is celebrated all around the world. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, April typically kicks off the most active 3 months for tornadoes in the U.S., and unfortunately, this year is no exception. Already on the very first day of April, there's a widespread severe weather threat that's expected to impact tens of millions of Americans in the eastern half of the country. It's actually the same storm system that soaked California with flooding rain over the weekend, and it's now reached the middle of the country. So today, there's a risk of large hail, wind damage, and tornadoes from parts of the southern plains northeastward into the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. The threat zone includes major cities like Dallas, Texas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Missouri, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati, Ohio. Then tomorrow, more severe storms are expected farther east in places like Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. As we mentioned, this all started over the weekend in California. In fact, many areas in the southern part of the state got flooded. And because of the heavy rain, thousands of people, mostly tourists, got stuck in the Big Sur area. A section of the Scenic Highway 1, also known as the Pacific Coast Highway, collapsed into the ocean. Thankfully, no one was reported hurt because of that collapse. And the storm was actually welcomed by Southern California ski resorts that got multiple feet of new snow. Workers have finally started to remove steel and concrete from the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the ship that crashed into the bridge nearly a week ago now is still trapped beneath thousands of tons of debris, with the crew still on board. Dive teams were in the river yesterday surveying parts of the bridge underwater and checking on the ship to make sure it can safely float away once all that wreckage is lifted. And that could take weeks. At that point, the ship channel and Port of Baltimore should finally be able to reopen. Then comes the biggest challenge, rebuilding the major bridge. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was joined by Maryland Democrats yesterday to urge Congress to authorize more money for the rebuild. Experts say the full cost of construction that President Biden promised to cover could require hundreds of millions of dollars. Congress is also expected to consider aid packages to help people who lose jobs or businesses because of the Port of Baltimore's closure. Remember, the port handles more cars and farm equipment than any other American facility. But full recovery could still be many years away. Congress is still on recess, but will return to Washington, D.C. next week. Tens of thousands of people in Israel came together over the weekend for what became the largest anti-government protest since the country went to war in October. Crowds stretched for blocks around the parliament building, and organizers promised to continue the demonstration for several days. Protesters called on the government to reach a ceasefire deal to free dozens of hostages thought to be still in Hamas custody. And they accused Prime Minister Netanyahu of mismanaging the war against Hamas. They're even demanding early elections to try and replace him. Several opinion polls show Prime Minister Netanyahu and his coalition would lose to rivals by a lot if elections were held today. But he's not actually set to face elections until the year 2026. Netanyahu gave a nationally televised speech yesterday, saying he understands the pain the families of hostages are going through. But he also said the new elections would just paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and stall hostage talks. Negotiations with Hamas were happening again yesterday, though so far there aren't signs of a breakthrough coming anytime soon. Pope Francis used his traditional Easter message to call for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and for the return of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Tens of thousands of worshipers gathered in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope. And there the pontiff said, quote, "War is always an absurdity and a defeat. He also called for an end to the war in Ukraine and touched on the plight of the Haitians and the victims of human trafficking. For the past few weeks, Pope Francis has generally avoided giving long speeches as he's been dealing with health issues, but he was able to preside over Easter Sunday Mass and then deliver his speech yesterday on the most important day in the Christian calendar. Easter traditions continue today at the White House. The White House Easter egg roll dates back to 1878 when Rutherford B. Hayes was president. On the South Lawn, kids push the hard-boiled eggs through the grass with spoons in a race to the finish line. But the egg roll itself is actually just one of the events happening. And this year, there will be about 40,000 people coming to the White House for the festivities, including thousands of military and veteran families. Dozens of performers will be there, along with costumed characters from Sesame Street, Paw Patrol, Winnie the Pooh, and more. There will also be all kinds of educational activities for kids of all ages. Now, there has been some controversy this year, since a flyer for the event said eggs for the annual Children's Egg Decorating Contest should not include any kind of religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. Though both the White House and the American Egg Board say those rules have been in place for more than the last 45 years and are not some new Biden administration policy. Tens of thousands of hard-boiled eggs were already donated to the event for the egg roll, egg hunt, egg decorating, and some egg-based food. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, I want to tell you about our new sponsor, Hiya Health. I'm so excited about this because their best-selling children's vitamins are the exact vitamins I've already been giving my kiddo long before they became a sponsor. While most children's vitamins seem basically like candy in disguise, I chose Hiya because they have zero sugar and zero gummy junk and are instead a pediatrician-approved chewable vitamin that my toddler seriously looks forward to having every single morning. And I love knowing that Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide that full-body nourishment that my boy needs, all in this one easy, fun, healthy, and yummy chewable. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. My toddler and I are so happy with this vitamin that I've recently added Hiya's new kids probiotic to our morning routine as well. And once again, my toddler loves it. So now we've worked out a special deal for you with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. And to claim this deal, you need to go to HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. This deal is not available on the regular website. Go to Hiya Health, Hiya, H-I-Y-A, Health, HEALTH.com/newsworthy and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Again, get half off your first order at HiyaHealth.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. 1 week from today, Americans will get a chance to see a total solar eclipse. It's causing a huge stir since it's a rare event, and it will be visible over many more places in the U.S. than the total eclipses before and after it. As a reminder, a total solar eclipse is what happens when the moon passes directly in front of the sun, blocking out any light. And this time, since the moon is going to be perfectly centered over the sun, people will notice a total blackout for several minutes in the so-called zone of totality. And that includes cities like Dallas, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Cleveland, Ohio, and Buffalo, New York. And those places are expecting to host sky gazers from all over the country. So much so that transportation officials have warned people near the places with the best views that eclipse traffic could be especially busy. Flights, Airbnbs, and hotel rooms have been booked for a while. And hundreds of schools have decided to close on eclipse day. Others have decided to have lesson plans built around the celestial event. And by the way, even outside of the path of totality, people in every state will see at least a partial eclipse as long as the weather is okay. Now, if you plan to watch it, you'll need solar eclipse glasses to protect your eyes from irreversible damage. And regular sunglasses do not cut it. Experts suggest getting solar eclipse glasses through suppliers the American Astronomical Society has deemed safe. So we've added their list of safe suppliers in today's episode notes. AT&T reset millions of customer account passcodes over the weekend. AT&T says it had to take action for the sake of security since a huge batch of data was dumped online last month. The data leak included encrypted passwords that could be used to access customer accounts. It also included some account holders' social security numbers, full names, addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, and more. Though AT&T says it doesn't believe financial information or specifics about call history got out. Still, it says it's contacting current and previous customers whose personal information was compromised. So if you do get a letter or email from them, you'll be encouraged to monitor your accounts for any kind of suspicious activity. AT&T also says it launched an investigation with cybersecurity experts to find out exactly how this happened. Today, Google is celebrating 20 years since it revolutionized email. Though when it first launched, people thought it was an April Fool's Day joke. That's because Gmail offered a full gigabyte of storage per email account, which sounded excessive in an era of 15 megabyte inboxes. To put that into perspective, Gmail gave you enough room to store about 13,500 emails, whereas on the other leading email services, you could only keep 30 to 60. It also claimed to be completely free when many inboxes were paid. And it was Google's first product outside of its search engine. Of course, pretty soon, people realized it was not a prank, and then it just kept expanding. Today, Gmail users get 15 gigabytes of storage. There are also mobile versions, smart replies, and the one-click button to unsubscribe from newsletters. Now, Gmail has an estimated 1.8 billion active accounts. Today's the day to pull out your best pranks and hijinks. It's April Fool's Day all around the world. No one knows the exact origin of April Fool's Day, but many historians can trace it back to the 1500s. So it's safe to say people have been playing tricks for a while. But it's a little different depending on where you go. In France, for example, the goal of April 1st is to attach a paper fish to someone's back without being noticed. In Poland, it's taken pretty seriously, with the media and public institutions usually getting involved in elaborate hoaxes. And in the UK, it's only considered good luck to play an April Fool's Day prank before noon. If you try it in the afternoon, you'll be considered the fool. Another tradition we see each year is big brands getting involved. Like you might remember that left-handed Whopper or Nutella-flavored Tic Tacs. So here's your reminder, don't believe everything you see or hear today. That's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Lumi. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver impressive 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. And now, 6 years after a doctor created Lumi, this game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me, who love smelling great. I recently went to a podcasting conference, and I knew I'd be running around the hotel all day long. And of course, I use my Lumi deodorant in the morning, knowing that I did not have to worry at all, even through two speaking events. But just in case, I threw their deodorant wipes in my bag, which I love for on the go. Though honestly, I didn't even need them since Lumi's deodorant kept me fresh all day. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers too. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes that I love, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. So use code NEWSWORTHY for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code NEWSWORTHY at Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant, D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T.com. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Most American taxpayers can expect to get a refund back from the IRS this year. And those who are expecting one say they have a good idea of what they want to do with the money. A recent study from Assurance IQ found more than a third of people plan to use their extra cash to pay off debt. Nearly another third plan to use it to catch up on monthly bills. Only about 20% plan to use it for fun expenses like vacations, home improvements, or shopping sprees. Oh, and about 40% of all those people plan to put at least some of their refund into savings. There's actually some debate about whether it's better to get a tax refund or to just adjust your withholdings and get larger paychecks throughout the year. But really, as long as your taxes get paid, it's up to you to decide what strategy works best. A lot of you have likely already gone through the process this year, since most people this year said they plan to file well before they had to. But if not, here's your warning. The filing deadline is April 15th. Well, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the Newsworthy podcast in your favorite podcast app to get new episodes every day for free. It helps you stay in the know quickly and without unnecessary arguing or anxiety. Thanks again for being here. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.